Over at an oyster hatchery called the Aquaculture Research Corporation in Dennis, workers are tossing bags filled with old clamshells into a cement tub the size of a pool. They're preparing the shells to be bathed in seawater. And in a few more days, these shells, now vacant, will have new inhabitants.
And we're going to add oyster larvae, and we're going to set 10,000 oysters per bag in each tank.
That's Rob Doan, president of the hatchery. The hatchery is preparing to sell bags of these shells with this new oyster larva on them to local towns. And since 2004, towns like Mashpee, Chatham, Truro, and Dennis have bought these oysters from the hatchery and used them to filter out local waterways suffering from over-nitrification.
And that comes from fertilizers on your lawn, from septic systems, which basically is clouding the water with algae. So there's an abundance of algae in these embayments, and that's food for oysters.
Basically, pollution from sewer runoff leaks into waterways, causes excess nitrogen, and that excess nitrogen causes algae overgrowth, which then kills fish and plants. But oysters love algae, and towns love the all-purpose bivalves that can clean water, rebuild natural oyster reefs, and allow for a resurgence in wild shellfishing in the area, all at the same time.
And one oyster can filter 40 gallons of water per day, and we're putting 10,000 on each of these bags. So towns are taking anywhere from 100 to 2,000 bags each, and they'll be using that for their oyster reefs and to clean the water.
But to get them to the point where they can grow in the wild, first the oysters need to be prepped at the hatchery. Oysters start life as microscopic larvae with finger-like hairs that propel them through the water. As they mature, they grow an eye and a foot. The eye urges them to move away from light, and the foot has a drop of cement-like substance that will glue them to a hard surface. In this case, when the larvae are poured into the pool filled with empty shells, they'll adhere to the shells and grow on top of them.
Wild shellfish populations are down to 1% of their historic levels. So in this way, we're adding as many oysters as we can and cleaning the water while we're doing it.
Rick York is the director of natural resources for Mashpee, and he says they've been putting oysters into nearby bays for over 10 years and have seen dramatic success with less fish death from algae.
It's an alternative that's kind of a win-win because you get shellfish and you get the water cleaned up.
And for $15 a bag, he says it's much cheaper than a complicated sewerage system that would filter the water.
The conservative estimate from our comprehensive plan is that the shellfish option, if it works, could save $200 million just for the town of Mashpee.
But Diane Murphy, the fisheries and aquacultural specialist for the Barnstable County Cooperative Extension, says while putting oysters in the water is great, it can't fully replace expensive sewering projects.
It's certainly attractive to think that we could just put shellfish in. That just seems a lot less painless than the big bill that comes in when you have to sewer. I think oysters and quahog, using those for nitrogen removal, is a great complement to those systems.
In 3 weeks' time, these oysters will be mature enough to be placed in town waters in the wild, where they will filter out algae and become part of the Cape ecosystem again. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.